exploit Jim. Can AI agents turn security vulnerabilities into real attacks? By Jun Wang, Nico Schiller, Hongwei Li, Shrijith Sesha Narayana, Milad Nasser, Nicholas Carlini, Xiangyu Qi, Eric Wallace, Ellie Burstein, Luca Invernizzi, Kurt Thomas, Jan Shoshitaishvili, Wenbo Guo, Jingxuan He, Thorsten Holtz, and Don Song. Abstract. Artificial intelligence agents are rapidly gaining capabilities that could significantly reshape cybersecurity, making rigorous evaluation urgent. A critical capability is exploitation, turning a vulnerability, which is not yet an attack, into a concrete security impact, such as unauthorized file access or code execution. Exploitation is a particularly challenging task because it requires low-level program reasoning, for example about memory layout, runtime adaptation, and sustained progress over long horizons. Meanwhile, it is inherently dual-use, supporting defensive workflows while lowering the barrier for offense. Despite its importance and diagnostic value, exploitation remains under-evaluated. To address this gap, we introduce ExploitGym, a large-scale, diverse, realistic benchmark on the exploitation capabilities of AI agents. Given a program input that triggers a vulnerability, ExploitGym tasks agents with progressively extending it into a working exploit. The benchmark comprises 898 instances sourced from real-world vulnerabilities across three domains, including user space programs, Google's V8 JavaScript engine, and the Linux kernel. We vary the security protections applied to each instance, isolating their impact on agent performance. All configurations are packaged in reproducible containerized environments. Our evaluation shows that while exploitation remains challenging, frontier models can successfully exploit a non-trivial fraction of vulnerabilities. For example, the strongest configurations are Anthropic's latest model Claude Mythos Preview and OpenAI's GPT 5.5, which produce working exploits for 157 and 120 instances, respectively. Notably, even with widely used defenses enabled, models retain non-trivial success rates. These results establish ExploitGym as an effective testbed for exploitation and highlight the growing cybersecurity risks posed by increasingly capable AI agents. A note from the authors. The main experiments are conducted under trusted access programs with safeguards disabled to measure the capability boundary of frontier models and agents. The benchmark design and experimental methodology are developed by the academic authors. Industry partners provided feedback on the benchmark design, facilitated access to their models, and assisted with running select experiments. Introduction. Recent progress in large language models and AI agents has led to rapid improvements in cybersecurity capabilities, making rigorous evaluation increasingly urgent. Prior work has introduced benchmarks for a range of cybersecurity-related tasks, such as vulnerability reproduction, patch generation, and capture-the-flag problem-solving. Frontier models now achieve strong performance on many of these benchmarks, highlighting the need to better understand and evaluate the boundaries of their cybersecurity capabilities. Exploitation is a critical missing piece in cybersecurity evaluation. A crucial yet underexplored capability is vulnerability exploitation. Exploitation is a challenging task that starts from an initial vulnerability, for example, a few byte buffer overflow, progressively obtains stronger primitives, for example, arbitrary memory reads and writes, and ultimately causes a concrete security impact, for example, unauthorized file access or code execution. In contrast to prior benchmarks that primarily require source-level reasoning, exploitation demands precise reasoning about low-level program behaviors at runtime. This includes understanding and manipulating memory layouts, for example, heap metadata, stack frames, and virtual memory mappings, reasoning about instruction-level control flow and register states, and crafting inputs that satisfy tight constraints. Modern exploitation further requires chaining multiple primitives together and bypassing a succession of deployed mitigations, for example, address space layout randomization, stack canaries, and sandboxing. Indeed, exploitation has remained difficult even for human security researchers, despite decades of research. Moreover, exploitation is inherently dual-use and impacts both defenders and attackers. On the defense side, it helps assess vulnerability severity, prioritize patches, and validate mitigation. Meanwhile, it can also lower the expertise required for offensive misuse. Understanding the exploitation capabilities of frontier AI is therefore essential for AI safety and responsible model deployment. ExploitGym is the first comprehensive exploitation benchmark for AI agents. In this work, we introduce ExploitGym, a comprehensive benchmark for evaluating the exploitation capabilities of AI agents. Each instance in ExploitGym consists of a vulnerable codebase with build configurations, a proof of vulnerability input that triggers a known vulnerability, along with a textual description, and an execution environment for agent interaction. The agent is tasked with transforming the proof of vulnerability into a working exploit. We focus on exploits that achieve unauthorized code execution, that is, executing code with privileges that should not be obtainable under the intended security model. We choose this target because it represents one of the most severe security outcomes, demonstrating full control over the victim system and enabling a range of downstream harms, such as secret exfiltration and resource hijacking. To reliably validate successful exploitation, each environment contains a dynamically generated privileged flag that is inaccessible without unauthorized code execution, and the agent must retrieve and submit the flag. In addition, we include an agent as a judge to assess whether the submitted exploit actually relies on the provided vulnerability, rather than succeeding through an unrelated but more easily exploitable vulnerability. ExploitGym is large-scale, diverse, and realistic. Our benchmark comprises 898 instances derived from real-world vulnerabilities that affected popular software projects across three major domains. We first include 520 user space instances from 161 projects in OSS Fuzz, Google's continuous fuzzing service. To cover additional critical software infrastructure, we further include 185 instances from Google's V8 JavaScript engine, used in Chromium-based browsers, and 193 instances from the Linux kernel. For each instance, we evaluate two security settings, with and without standard defenses enabled. These defenses are the result of decades of system security research and represent common mitigation barriers that real-world exploits must overcome. This setup benefits both security practitioners, who can reassess established defenses against powerful AI-driven attackers, and AI researchers, who can study whether frontier models can reason through Cox multi-step mitigation barriers. All configurations are packaged in reproducible containerized environments to ensure easy use and reproducibility of the benchmark. Experimental results reveal non-trivial exploitation capabilities. Using ExploitGym, we evaluate a wide range of frontier large language models and agent scaffolds. The results show that, despite the challenging nature of exploitation, frontier AI agents can already achieve a non-trivial fraction of success when standard defenses are disabled. In particular, Claude Mythos Preview with Claude Code and GPT-5.5 with Codex CLI, the best-performing combinations solve 157 and 120 instances within a two-hour time limit, respectively. We further observe that enabling standard defenses substantially reduces success rates but does not eliminate them entirely. Beyond aggregated success scores, we analyze performance differences across domains, overlaps between agents, time budgets, and a detailed case study to enable a deeper understanding of agent behavior. Overall, our results indicate that frontier AI is rapidly advancing toward fully automated exploit generation. These results highlight the growing importance of responsible model development and deployment, as well as the urgent need for stronger exploit-resistant defenses against increasingly capable AI-driven attackers. Related work: vulnerability discovery and exploitation. Vulnerability discovery is a fundamental cybersecurity task, and fuzzing has become one of the most effective approaches for identifying security flaws in complex software systems. Existing fuzzers range from general-purpose ones, such as AFL++ and libfuzzer, to domain-specific ones for JavaScript engines and operating system kernels. Large-scale infrastructure projects such as OSS Fuzz, Cluster Fuzz, and Sysbot continuously discover, reproduce, and archive vulnerabilities with artifacts such as crashing inputs and vulnerable revisions. Public issue trackers further provide manually reported vulnerabilities and exploit relevant discussions. These systems provide essential infrastructure for discovering, reproducing, and triaging vulnerabilities, and their artifacts offer a natural starting point for AI agent evaluations. However, they were not designed as benchmarks. In contrast, ExploitGym transforms vulnerability artifacts into controlled evaluation tasks with standardized prompts, execution environments, configurable defenses, and reliable exploit validation. Exploitation has remained highly challenging despite decades of security research. A broad range of techniques exists, including stack smashing attacks, return-oriented programming, and data-oriented programming, often designed to bypass increasingly sophisticated mitigations. Prior work has also explored automated exploit generation. However, these approaches often rely on strong assumptions about vulnerability classes, for example, stack or heap overflows, exploit structures such as fixed primitives or execution environments, for example, certain defenses disabled or predetermined heap layouts. In contrast, ExploitGym is a unified and reproducible benchmark spanning multiple software domains and mitigation settings, enabling systematic evaluation of modern AI-driven exploitation capabilities. Cybersecurity benchmarks for AI agents. Recently, we have seen growing interest in constructing cybersecurity benchmarks for evaluating AI agents because of the high stakes of this area. The authors summarize these efforts in a comparison table. Among existing benchmarks, NYU-CTF, Cybench, CVE Bench, and Bounty Bench include exploitation tasks. However, these benchmarks are relatively small in scale, at most 200 instances, and primarily focus on either capture-the-flag environments, that is, synthetic vulnerabilities on relatively small codebases or user-space software. In contrast, ExploitGym provides a substantially larger set, 898 instances, constructed from real-world vulnerabilities spanning user-space programs, browser via V8, and the Linux kernel, together with configurable security defenses and reproducible execution environments. This makes ExploitGym the first comprehensive benchmark for exploitation. The remaining benchmarks focus on complementary cybersecurity capabilities rather than exploitation itself, including vulnerability reproduction, patch generation, and secure code generation. Our work also aligns with recent efforts on evaluating potentially dangerous capabilities of frontier models. In this context, higher scores on ExploitGym reflect stronger exploitation abilities or risks, but not necessarily better or safer models overall. The ExploitGym benchmark. This section presents the ExploitGym benchmark. We describe the evaluation protocol, the task domains along with their security models and configurable mitigations, and the data sources and construction process. Evaluation protocol. Agent input. Every benchmark instance ships with three categories of information. First, build information including source code, build configurations, and build scripts sufficient to reproduce the vulnerable binary. Second, vulnerability information, including a proof of vulnerability input that triggers the bug, a description of the vulnerability, and a patch revealing its root cause. Third, runtime information, including the compiled binaries, that is executables and kernel images, together with a launch script specifying the runtime configuration. Individual mitigations can be toggled on or off, allowing us to evaluate agent performance both with and without specific defenses enabled. The vulnerability information is configurable. Each component can be included or withheld independently, allowing us to measure how agent performance changes as less guidance is provided. By default, the patch is withheld to simulate realistic exploitation conditions. The authors include an overview figure of ExploitGym. It shows that a vulnerability paired with a mitigation setting defines a task instance, which provides the agent with build, vulnerability, and runtime information. The agent interacts with a restricted remote target to develop exploits. Success is verified in two stages. Flag verification confirms unauthorized code execution, and an agent as a judge assesses whether the exploit targets the provided vulnerability. The agent interacts with a remote target whose vulnerable entry point is exposed within a controlled authorized scope, for example, executed by an unprivileged user. The form of the entry point and the boundaries of the authorized scope depend on the task domain. The remote target supports multiple rounds of interaction, and the agent can send requests to a controller server to reset the target to a clean state. All components are packaged in containerized environments to ensure consistent and reproducible evaluation. Flag captured. Each target environment contains a dynamically generated flag that is stored outside the agent's authorized scope and is inaccessible through any legitimate interface. Retrieving it requires executing code with privileges that should not be obtainable under the specific security model. The agent captures the flag by submitting the correct value, demonstrating that it has achieved unauthorized code execution. Flag capture is a necessary but not sufficient condition for success. Success. We define an exploit attempt as successful only if it both captures the flag and passes an agent as a judge evaluation. The judge examines the agent's trajectory to assess whether it genuinely leveraged the intended vulnerability rather than succeeding through an unrelated shortcut, such as exploiting a different, more easily exploitable vulnerability or reproducing a known public exploit. This judgment requires multi-step interaction and complex information retrieval and reasoning, motivating the use of an agentic evaluator rather than a single query check. We provide the judge agent with the full trajectory, the corresponding benchmark input, and all agent-produced artifacts. Task domains. We evaluate exploitation across three task domains that span critical layers of the software stack: user space programs, the V8 JavaScript engine used in Chromium-based browsers, and the Linux kernel. Each domain defines its own security model and exposes domain-specific defenses as independent toggles. User space software. We target memory safety vulnerabilities primarily in widely deployed C and C++ projects, such as FFmpeg and OpenSSL. Each vulnerable binary is compiled with sanitizers disabled and served inside a dedicated container as an unprivileged nobody user. A catflag helper is installed with the SEDUID root bit set, meaning it executes with root privileges regardless of the invoking user. Thus, the flag is protected and reachable only through genuine code execution within the target process. We toggle two standard defenses independently: stack canaries, which place a secret sentinel on the stack to detect overwrites of a function's return address and address space layout randomization, combined with position-independent executable compilation, which randomizes memory region base addresses so that an attacker cannot predict where code and data reside. Browser, via V8. We target the V8 JavaScript engine as used by Chromium. Each target is the standalone V8 shell, called D8, built at the vulnerable revision and running as an unprivileged user inside a container. We patch D8 to remove its permissive convenience application programming interfaces, for example os.system and file read, retaining only the minimal surface required by real-world proofs of vulnerability, so that flag retrieval requires genuine exploitation through a privileged helper mechanism, similar to the user space setup. We toggle two defenses: operating system level address space layout randomization and the V8 heap sandbox, which replaces pointers on the managed heap with bounded indices into a per isolate pointer table, preventing a corrupted heap object from directly yielding an arbitrary virtual address. Linux kernel. We target privilege escalation exploits in the Linux kernel. Each instance is served by a per-connection QEMU KVM virtual machine. Inside the virtual machine, the agent's process runs under an NSJL sandbox that restricts capabilities and namespaces, and the flag resides on a raw block device inaccessible even to a process holding user identifier 0 within a user namespace, requiring kernel-level privilege escalation that escapes the sandbox. We source kernel vulnerabilities from two repositories: kernel CTF, which provides known exploitable submissions with ground truth exploits and detailed write-ups, and Sysbot, from which we select high-severity memory safety and data race bugs on x86 and x86-64. For kernel CTF entries, we employ a human and AI collaboration pipeline to distill each full exploit into a minimal proof of vulnerability that triggers the vulnerability without performing the complete exploitation chain. For Sysbot, each report ships with a C reproducer that serves as the proof of vulnerability. We deduplicate reports for the same underlying bug, preferring upstream kernel reports with the earliest timestamp, and verify each reproducer against the corresponding kernel build. Vulnerability descriptions are derived from the kernel CTF submission write-up, with exploitation details sanitized for kernel CTF instances, and from the Sysbot report, together with the reproduced crash log for Sysbot instances. After verification, we retain 193 kernel instances. Evaluation. we evaluate a range of frontier models that have strong coding and cybersecurity capabilities according to existing benchmarks, each paired with its recommended agentic coding framework. Claude Code with Claude Opus 4.6, Claude Mythos Preview, and GLM 5.1, Codex CLI with GPT 5.4 and GPT 5.5, and Gemini CLI with Gemini 3.1 Pro. To ensure that safety filters do not confound our measurements of raw model capability, we conduct all experiments under OpenAI's Trusted Access for Cyber Program and Anthropic Cyber Verification Program, which disable deployment time guardrails for approved security research. We note that these programs remove only inference time content filters. Any refusal behavior learned during alignment training may still manifest and is itself an interesting signal. Further details on model checkpoints, agent versions, and the experiment environment are provided in an appendix. Frontier models can exploit a non-trivial fraction of real-world vulnerabilities. We evaluate all agent configurations on the full benchmark with security mitigations disabled and impose a 2-hour wall clock timeout per task. The agents are executed with the same user prompt, including a concise description of the environment and the objective, except Claude Mythos Preview has adjusted prompting through an additional claude.md file. The authors present a table reporting the number of successes, which require not only that the agent achieve unauthorized code execution to exfiltrate the secret flag, but also that it exercise the specific vulnerability provided in the task specification, as validated by an agent as a judge. They also report the average cost, wall clock time, and number of large language model calls, broken down by the successful subset and the full benchmark. Among all configurations, Claude Mythos Preview and GPT 5.5 achieved the highest success counts, 157 and 120 successes respectively, demonstrating that current frontier agents can exploit a substantial subset of real-world vulnerabilities under controlled conditions. GPT 5.4 also solves a notable 54 tasks, placing it in an intermediate tier. The remaining model agent pairings solve fewer than 15 tasks each, underscoring that end-to-end exploitation remains challenging and sharply differentiates today's frontier systems. Notably, Claude Opus 4.7 achieves fewer successes than Claude Opus 4.6 despite being a newer checkpoint, and does so at substantially lower cost on the full set. Trace inspection reveals that Claude Opus 4.7 and Gemini 3.1 Pro frequently conclude early after judging the target vulnerability non-exploitable. We also observe 36 refusals from GPT 5.4 and 23 from GLM 5.1, in which the model declines to proceed with exploit development due to safety reasons, highlighting the dual-use tension inherent in the benchmark. To study the effectiveness of deployment time safety filters, we re-enable OpenAI's default safety filters for GPT 5.5 and use the default prompting. In 88.2% of cases, the agent is blocked before making any tool call. In the remaining cases, despite non-trivial execution averaging 4.4 valid large language model requests, the agent remains in the reconnaissance stage and makes no progress toward exploitation. Agents independently discover and exploit alternative vulnerabilities beyond the intended attack path. The authors present a table showing the flag-to-success alignment rate for each model. The gap between the two metrics indicates that agents frequently achieve unauthorized code execution via a vulnerability other than the provided one, which is a finding we view as an important capability signal in its own right. We nonetheless adopt success, that is, exploitation of the target vulnerability, as our primary metric rather than flag for two reasons. First, real-world software often contains multiple flaws, many of which may be easier to exploit than the intended target. Agents may also already know about vulnerabilities in older software versions. Second, focusing the evaluation on a specific vulnerability enables controlled comparison across agents and aligns with the defensive use case of assessing the severity of a particular flaw in practice. Alignment rates range from 36.4% for GLM 5.1 to 83.1% for GPT 5.4, with considerable variation across models. Notably, the two highest flag models, GPT 5.5 and Claude Mythos Preview, align at only 56.7 and 69.5%, meaning 90 and 69 of their solves respectively succeed via an unintended path. Through manual trace inspection, we identify two recurring patterns behind these divergences. In the more common case, the agent discovered a nearby but more powerful flaw while analyzing the target vulnerability, such as an adjacent code path with weaker input validation or a related primitive that yields a more reliable exploit, and pivots to it. In a rarer but more striking pattern, the agent concludes that the provided vulnerability is non-exploitable under the given conditions and proceeds to search for entirely new attack surfaces, sometimes by auditing source code, and in a few instances by performing dynamic fuzzing. Both patterns underscore that frontier agents can independently discover and exploit vulnerabilities in realistic environments, even without prior knowledge of specific flaws. Kernel exploitation success is a strong signal of advanced capability. Breaking results down by task domain reveals a pronounced difficulty gradient. User space tasks see the broadest success across models, reflecting their comparatively self-contained nature and richer debugging support. V8 exploitation is substantially harder, with successes concentrated among Claude Mythos Preview, GPT-5.4, and GPT-5.5. The remaining models achieve only marginal success or none. Within the V8 domain, human-reported vulnerabilities yield relatively higher success rates than those discovered by ClusterFuzz. This is consistent with the insight that human-reported bugs tend to carry higher severity ratings and are more likely to have a clear, exploitable impact, whereas fuzzer-discovered crashes often involve shallow or less directly exploitable bugs. Kernel exploitation shows the sharpest separation between current frontier models and the rest. Claude Mythos Preview and GPT-5.5 achieve 12 and 22 successes respectively, while no other model achieves more than one. This gap is a striking trend, and we view kernel task success as an especially important signal of advanced exploitation capability. Kernel exploitation is qualitatively harder for several reasons. First, the globally shared kernel heap makes memory layout prediction very challenging due to noise from concurrent processes. Second, many kernel vulnerabilities depend on race conditions with timing that the attacker cannot fully control. Third, changes to the version or configuration options can drastically alter the kernel behavior, requiring exploitation strategies tailored to each build. Finally, debugging is severely constrained, as kernel-level observability requires specialized setups and post-crash feedback is minimal. As a result, even limited success in this domain provides evidence that a model can navigate complex, realistic exploitation settings rather than merely relying on standard tooling or self-contained user space workflows. Time success curves reveal contrasting scaling behaviors. Under the default 2-hour timeout, GPT-5.5 and Claude Mythos Preview timeout on 36% and 24% of instances respectively, raising the question of whether frontier agents can leverage extended computation to solve harder exploits. To investigate, we measure performance as a function of wall clock time with a 6-hour per instance timeout. Due to the cost of this extended budget, we restrict the analysis to Claude Mythos Preview and Claude Opus 4.6. The authors plot the cumulative number of successful exploits for these two agents as a function of elapsed wall clock time, with a maximum timeout of 6 hours per instance. The two agents exhibit different temporal profiles. Claude Opus 4.6 saturates within the first 30 minutes, plateauing at roughly 15 successful exploits and making virtually no further progress over the remaining budget. This rapid convergence suggests that Claude Opus 4.6 can solve only a narrow subset of straightforward challenges and lacks the sustained reasoning capacity needed for harder targets. In contrast, Claude Mythos Preview climbs steeply through the first hour and, crucially, continues to accumulate successes well beyond the 2-hour mark without reaching a clear plateau, ultimately reaching 204 successes at the 6-hour mark. This non-saturating trajectory underscores Claude Mythos Preview's ability to sustain long-horizon agentic workflows, such as incremental refinement of exploit primitives and multi-stage vulnerability chaining, demanding extended, coherent reasoning over many sequential steps. The persistent upward slope also implies that the current 2-hour budget undercounts Claude Mythos Preview's capability, and that further time extensions could unlock additional, more complex exploits. Different models solve complementary sets of tasks. The authors present a diagram showing the overlap among targets successfully exploited by Claude Mythos Preview, GP5.5, and the union of all remaining models. While Claude Mythos Preview and GPT-5.5 dominate in total count, their success sets diverge considerably. 56 targets are solved exclusively by Claude Mythos Preview and 26 exclusively by GPT-5.5, with only 91 shared between the two. The remaining models contribute 61 successful exploits, of which 57 overlap with the top performers, and 4 uniquely solved by these models alone. Including the extended 6-hour Claude Mythos Preview and Claude Opus 4.6 runs, the overall union rises to 239. This complementary coverage suggests that the models rely on qualitatively different exploitation strategies or reasoning patterns. It also indicates that an ensemble approach of running multiple agents and taking the union of their outputs could expand coverage beyond what any single model achieves. Agent judges reliably distinguish intended exploits from unrelated bugs. To distinguish intended exploits from runs that rely on unrelated bugs, every successful trajectory is scored by 2 agent judges, Codex CLI with GPT-5.5 and Claude Code with Claude Opus 4.6, using the same prompt, trajectory transcript, exploit files, proof of vulnerability, and vulnerability description. We validate the judges on an expert audit of 59 successful trajectories, sampled across agents and 3 target domains. 2 authors independently labeled whether the proof of concept exploit reaches and triggers the intended vulnerable code path and adjudicated disagreements. 1 trajectory marked unsure by both reviewers is excluded, leaving 58 validation trajectories, 30 yes and 28 no. Codex CLI matches the human label on 58 of 58 tokens with a Cohen's kappa of 1.00, while Claude matches 56 of 58 with a kappa of 0.931. In both cases, Claude incorrectly labels exploits for unrelated bugs as using the intended vulnerability. In production, both judges score each successful task. Agreement is accepted as consensus, while disagreements are escalated to human reviewers. Across 313 scored tasks, excluding experiments run by Anthropic, the judges agree on 294, that is 93.9%. Among the remaining disagreements, the yes-no splits for Codex CLI and Claude Code are roughly balanced, as is the distribution of final human adjudications. Standard mitigations reduce but do not eliminate agent success. To assess how real-world defenses affect exploitability, we rerun all successful tasks with standard security mitigations enabled. The authors present a table showing the number of successful exploits before and after applying mitigations for each domain. Across all models, agents still succeed on 37 user space tasks, 20 V8 tasks, and 12 kernel tasks. This result has 2 implications. First, standard mitigations remain effective barriers, eliminating the majority of agent-generated exploits across all categories. Second, the non-trivial survival rate demonstrates that frontier agents can already adapt their strategies to bypass widely deployed defenses. For example, agents bypass address space layout randomization using partial pointer overwrites and low bit brute force, escape the V8 sandbox via known rendezvous primitives such as WASM dispatch tables and IRIGEXP bytecode, and bypass kernel address space layout randomization by abusing writable static strings such as modprobe path and core pattern, or by relying on side channel attacks. These findings reinforce the importance of defense in depth, but highlight that current mitigations alone are likely insufficient to neutralize AI-driven exploitation. A case study: GPT-5.4 escalates a debug-only V8 crash into code execution. The authors present a figure showing how GPT-5.4 exploits a type confusion vulnerability in Maglev, V8's mid-tier optimizing just-in-time compiler, and achieves unauthorized code execution. In a 2-container setup, the agent starts from a brief description and a 5-line proof of vulnerability, originally reported by ClusterFuzz in October 2025 after the knowledge cutoff date of GPT-5.4. Only the challenge container contains the flag, which is accessible through the privileged cat flag helper tool. The proof of vulnerability crashes only in a debug build of D8, triggering an internal maglev assertion in string.prototype.slice. On the release build, it only throws a benign type error. First, the agent confirms that the original proof of vulnerability does not expose memory corruption on the release target, then identifies that the bug is driven by the receiver shape, not the concrete undefined value. By crafting a plain object whose slice property points to string.prototype slice, it forces Maglev to emit a string-length load for a non-string receiver, yielding an out-of-bounds heap read. The agent validates this primitive by probing adjacent heap bytes. After a direct flag read fails remotely, it grooms the heap, leaks stable heap pointers, forges a cached external 1-byte string, and obtains an arbitrary native read. It then leaks puts from the global offset table, a per-binary table of resolved library function pointers, derives the libc base, and computes the addresses of set context and system. For code execution, the agent places a fake uContext T, a fake V table, and the string's challenge cat flag inside the controlled array buffer. It triggers a virtual is cacheable, dispatched through a forged uncached external 1-byte string, redirecting execution through settext to system of slash challenge cat flag. Finally, it sends exploit.js to the remote service, receives the flag, writes it to its workspace, and completes the task. An independent agent verifies using the description, proof of vulnerability, trajectory, and exploit that the exploit targets the specified vulnerability. This case study should be interpreted within our controlled evaluation environment. The challenge intentionally disables several production mitigations, including address space layout randomization and the V8 heap and renderer sandboxes. When we re-enable these defenses, GPT-5.4 no longer achieves code execution. Address space layout randomization prevents reliable pointer derivation, while the heap and renderer sandboxes block the forged object and set context pivots used in the later steps. The result, therefore, shows that the agent can turn a debug-only proof of vulnerability into a fully working exploit for a very complex, real-world target, while also highlighting that modern mitigations remain a meaningful barrier to full browser compromise. Discussion and conclusion. Limitations. First, our tasks do not cover the full space of exploitation targets, such as Windows, iOS, and Android, or applications that run in those environments. Second, we use arbitrary code execution as the success criteria. While this provides a clear and severe measure of impact, it does not capture other meaningful outcomes, such as arbitrary read-write primitives, sandbox escape without code execution, or partial exploit progress. Third, failures may result from refusal due to safety alignment, tool misuse, or other underlying causes, unrelated to the complexity of crafting exploit payloads. Failures may also stem from non-exploitable vulnerabilities, where success is impossible. More broadly, our benchmark lacks ground truth exploits for every task due to the extreme difficulty of exploitation. At the same time, this helps mitigate data contamination concerns. Since complete solutions are not broadly available, under the 2-hour time constraints of our evaluation, Frontier agents solve at most 157 tasks compared to 239 potential solves in the union of our experiment results. Fourth, our results reflect a single, time-gated, and cost-gated attempt per task. Multiple attempts or resources may yield higher success rates. Similarly, our use of a single set of instructions may inadvertently favor one model. Tailored instructions, including additional task context, may improve success rates. Finally, we do not provide tools specific to vulnerability analysis or exploitation. Integrating such tools may also improve success rates. The dual-use nature of exploit generation. We reiterate that exploit generation is a dual-use capability of AI agents. Defenders can leverage this capability to assist with detecting and prioritizing which vulnerabilities pose a high severity risk, especially as AI agents become increasingly capable at vulnerability discovery. For attackers, the same capabilities can reduce exploit development costs, scale the set of exploit targets, and otherwise reduce the barrier to entry for exploitation. More sophisticated attackers could adapt partial agent-generated exploit trajectories into fully functioning exploits. Resolving these ethical tensions and establishing appropriate safety guardrails requires multi-stakeholder discussions that go beyond the scope of our work. We consider our benchmark and evaluation results as critical to enabling these discussions. In summary, ExploitGym provides a reproducible testbed for measuring AI agent exploitation capabilities on realistic and complex targets. Our results show that autonomous exploit development by frontier AI agents is no longer a hypothetical capability. While current agents are not yet reliable across all targets, they already exploit a non-trivial fraction of real-world vulnerabilities, including complex targets such as kernel components. This rapid emergence is itself a central finding, showing that capabilities that would have seemed implausible are now present in deployed frontier models. Given the fast-moving nature of AI progress, today's reliability limitations should not be interpreted as durable safety guarantees. Traditional system hardening techniques and defense countermeasures remain effective but imperfect, and must therefore be assessed against AI-driven attackers. Addressing this risk requires both responsible model development and stronger defenses that explicitly incorporate autonomous exploitation into threat modeling.